Good morning. This is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the weekly outlook for AgDaily.com for the week of Monday, October 18th. Looks like we're going to start off a little bit lower here today. We were corn down 2¾ cents, 2¼ cents overnight. Wheat down 3¼ overnight. Beans down 6¾ overnight. We didn't see any export sales to start the week. We did have that flurry last week of Chinese buying. It looked like most of it was China. Total of almost 900,000 metric tons on Friday. But it's not near enough for this time of year to expect that we're going to catch up to the export numbers that the government has budgeted in. So I think that's a little bit questionable out here. The Chinese GDP numbers were not good, showing that the Chinese economy is slowing out there. That certainly isn't beneficial for exports. And that put a little bit of pressure on everything here to start the week. We've got the Dow starting. Looks like it'll be 170 lower to start the day. So we've got, nothing really positive out here. For the week, we're going to have pretty good weather. I think we're going to get a lot of harvest done this week. We had a good harvest weekend. I think the numbers will be pretty strong. Tonight on the crop progress reports, people will be watching the export inspections to see, how much is going out. But I would be surprised if it wasn't 1 million corn or 1 million beans, maybe 400 or 500 wheat, somewhere in those ranges. The Port of New Orleans is fully operational again. But, we could see some more delays here and there, particularly out of the West Coast. But for the most part, the weather looks good in Brazil. They've had plenty of rains. They really look like they're getting off to a good start. Argentina is in a pretty good position, except they need more rain. It's a little dry there. Australia's had some rains, but it's a little dry. Our plains are dry for the wheat. But as far as corn and beans go, I think everything looks great. I think the late rains have helped. I expect bean yields to increase on the November report. Comes out a little early this month, or in November. It'll come out November 9th on a Tuesday. That's usually a day or two early, but I think it's going to be showing an increase in carryouts on beans with a bigger yield out there. So overall for the week, it's going to be kind of a weather issue. Be good harvest weather. There's nothing major on the forefront except for any possible Chinese news if the markets break. I'd certainly expect the Chinese to step up and buy some more. But overall, I just don't see anything particularly friendly out here for beans and corn. The wheat's been kind of the leader the last couple of days. But we'll see if that can continue. You look at the oats market doing what it's doing. We're pushing $7 oats. Really prices unheard of out here. So I don't know how much it's going to last. But if Minneapolis hangs in there, I think Chicago and Kansas City will. If Minneapolis wheat takes a dive, I think it'll certainly affect Chicago wheat prices as well. That's about it. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.